Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the last week of July 2021 here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual.
Yes, news. That's right. That song blow you away? Super loud.
It did. It always does. No. It
blew me.
It was perfect.
Good? Perfect. Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Here we are here. News AF live today on a Tuesday afternoon here for us on the East Coast, in the morning on the West Coast, or wherever you're listening to us. Thank you for joining us to get all of your most interesting news here on News AF. Of course, we are back with everybody back at their respective houses this week. And so we're very excited to bring in Pickleball's top influencer, four-time survivor, America's dad, Father Nature. Here he is. It's Tyson Apostle.
Boom. I'm here, guys. Yeah, that's it. I am here. Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
I'm very happy to be here.
That's it.
I know. It was everything. A lot, and I felt like I had to just say, I had an interview with Vanity Fair this week about pickleball.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's going to be in print, in the print magazine.
Print's blowing up. Now's the best time to get into print.
Yeah. And a kind of funny story is the interviewer was like, I didn't do any Googling to make sure that you were not just a person who just wanted to call with me. And he's like, no, I really am with Vanity Fair. And I'm like, oh, I should have Googled you. He's like, no, I'm glad you didn't. I was like, why? He's like, cause the only thing that comes up is that I married into a prominent family.
Good.
And I was like, oh, okay. Wow. I did him the service of not Googling him while we were chatting, but I Googled him after, and he is married into the, George W. Bush family.
Oh, okay.
Which is quite prominent.
Who is he married to?
George W.'s daughter.
Laura Bush?
Barbara Bush.
Barbara. No.
No, yeah. Not Barbara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
George
not the
Bush.
Not the one that's on the Today Show.
Yeah.
Anna? What's her name?
Oh, no. Her name is Barbara. The one he's married to is Barbara, I believe.
Who named? Is she? She's not 80. Don't give the name.
Jenna Bush. I'm sorry. Laura Bush is George W. Bush's wife. Jenna Bush is on the Today Show. Barbara Bush, is the younger sister of Jenna. Yeah. Jenna Bush.
Yes, that's who it is.
The younger sister with the older name.
Yes.
Barbara. Wow.
That named is after her grandmother.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, let's not, some names just need to fade away, but keeping it alive.
Yeah.
Barbara.
He was quite nice. He was like, well, I'm a screenwriter. I do a little bit of writing like this. And
reporter.
All of it is buried by the fact that I married into this family.
Well, every week I get interviewed by Rob Cesternino.
Yes.
Do you?
So, yeah.
I would say more of a conversation than
conversation. That's how it should be. A good interview is probably just a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than a bad conversation. I think a good interview is a bad conversation.
Yeah. How would you feel if, you know, if for whatever reason that it did not work out with you and Liz, and then you married a Kardashian and say all of your life's work would just be, if anybody Googled Danny Bryson, it'd be like, oh, married to Kendall Jenner.
Don't care. Am I in my own personal helicopter, flying wherever I mean, I
it
want?
Would Trump whatever cares? Stuff he's got online right now anyways.
I would marry any woman. I didn't care. I wouldn't care.
You would marry any woman?
No, hold on.
Let me.
Hold on.
Desperate.
I said, and it wouldn't bother me if their last name overshadowed my own. I mean, if you're marrying into money and power,
if you were in love, of course. Yes.
So like if their last name, I didn't say love was part of it. You wouldn't have a problem with that.
You wouldn't.
Well, I'm not taking their last name.
You have to. That's part of it.
Danny Cocksmith, but I'm marrying into a billionaire dynasty or whatever. Okay. I'm in. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take Danny Cocksmith, whatever version of Cocksmith you want. It's there. I don't even care.
All right. Of course. Still, in 2021, we know him as Danny Bryson.
Guys, for now, until I marry into the aged Cocksmith family.
Yes.
Lord Cocksmith himself sailed here on a frigate, bringing with him all his wealth from the old.
Google him while you still can.
Google Bryson. The Cocksmith. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm here. And this is great to be back at home and not in the compound.
Yes. Anymore. After, you were all over the world, Danny.
Only some of it.
All the way from Switzerland to California.
California. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's nice to be back home where I can sleep in a room where the walls aren't paper thin and I can't hear everybody. On the other side of my room in the compound is the bunk bedroom where all kids, all boys aged 5 to like 11 were sleeping.
How many of them are there?
And let me just tell you, the fighting, the jokes, the wiener talk that happened on the other side of that wall. I had to go in 3 times over that period and like yell at people who were not my kids.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're like talking about wieners.
Just for like yelling, fighting, building bridges from one bed to the other that were not structurally sound. Mm-hmm. And then they would go to bed at the same time as me and wake up before me and start playing Smash Brothers with the TV against. It was a long week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very long week.
Yeah. The things you do to stay on the payroll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
well, you know, my kids love that. Love going out there because it is like the ultimate thing. Swimming, you know, playing with cousins and stuff like that. But for the adults, you can just tell.
Where are they swimming? In the pond or
in the pond? Yeah. Swimming in the pond. We got trampoline in the pond.
Trampoline in the pond.
Yeah. Like a floating trampoline.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. I'm sorry. You know, the pond isn't that big though, really.
Yeah, it's big enough for a floating trampoline.
It is.
But for a little kid, it probably feels like a lake.
Seems like a mud hole. Visit back on it.
So it's good to be back. The adults are all happy to be back.
If I were you, why don't you take a tent and just go out in the bushes?
I have thought about that.
What about a white noise machine?
Oh, I use that.
Yeah, you
multiple.
Do.
Yeah, you have to. Everybody's got one in their room because it's so loud. The tent idea I've considered many years. Just as you know, it gets really, there's a lot of precipitation.
So, but I mean, if you have a tarp set up over it and stuff,
I don't like sleeping rough. I mean, it's like getting close to the point where I would like to sleep in a tent now, but
I think you could do it like inflate a king mattress, one of those really nice ones, put a tent and then put a tarp in the trees over the tent so that the tarp is not on the tent, but above it.
I get the system. I know what you're describing. I see those in the trees.
I think you would be great, dude.
All right. Well, something to consider next year. I made it through this year, though, on a bed. So,
yeah. I mean, you look tired.
I am tired. It's like,
when did you get back?
I got back Sunday, but now I need a week to recover.
Yeah. I'm actually very tired, too. I've been missing sleep because I've been staying up late watching
Big Brother live feeds.
Yeah. I wish. Manifest, which I have to say is just okay.
What is Manifest?
It's that show that everybody's like talking about. I guess you haven't heard about it though, Rob.
Everyone's talking about it. Rob doesn't know about it.
I've never even heard of it.
But Danny just does, TV. And Danny has
it. About it.
Manifest. So Manifest. So a flight leaves, and then it lands, and the passengers think everything is normal, but it actually lands 5 years later.
Oh.
Did you just give away spoiler alert?
No, that's the opening. That's the opening.
Yeah. So what episode. Big deal? 5 years later.
So they're figuring out, and then the people on the plane have like these weird premonitions that are like saving people's lives, but also like wreaking havoc on theirs. And so it's they're trying to figure out.
I would love that. I would love to get on a plane 5 years later. COVID's over, back to normal.
COVID's over or super COVID's.
I'm going to say that's the hopeful outlook, or you land in the rubble of the previous world.
Yeah.
Then I missed the apocalypse, Danny.
Yeah, so either way,
okay,
it's a win-win. Then,
but how are you going to procreate by yourself?
Why do I have to procreate?
Yeah, why?
For the human race.
Why, I mean, it's only 5 years late. Oh, because of the apocalypse happened?
Yeah.
It's a lot of weight on Rob's shoulders.
I mean, what about the other people on the flight?
I mean, do you have good rapport with them over the course of the flight?
I mean, I probably didn't talk to anybody, but I don't think I made any enemies.
Okay.
Yeah, the first thing Rob says when he lands, who's ready to procreate?
Yeah. Now, when the plane goes 5 years in the future, were they expecting it at the airport?
Yeah. They were expecting it. So the news of the world was that the flight just disappeared. They have no clue where it went. It's just gone. They were investigating. They couldn't find it. Da, 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 da. And then the airplane requests to land. And when the airplane requests to land, the airport's like, what flight number are you? And they're like 828. And they're like,
we don't know. We never heard of you.
No, they had heard of them.
Yeah.
But they were like, can you send us your flight manifest? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then they're like, And then they land and they keep them on the tarmac. So for the people on the plane, they're like, why is there's all this weird protocol? And then when they come out, they're like, let us go home to our families. Why are you keeping us here? And they're like, you guys took off in 2013. And they're like, yeah, so what? And they're like, it's 2018. And they're like,
Oh my gosh. Show me a newspaper. Yeah. Newspapers don't exist.
That was a bad stretch to miss 2013. Like, if you told me you're going to miss like the next 5 years, like, okay, sign me up.
But imagine if you would have bought stock in 2012, 2013, get on that flight, come back 2018. It's worth like 10 times that amount.
Yeah, I guess so. So, they're mostly happy because of their portfolio?
No, they're all upset.
They didn't invest enough.
Most of their lives are shattered to a certain degree, trying to adjust and then also have their significant others adjust to the fact that they're not dead and disappeared, but in fact alive and look the same age as the last time they saw him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
They get into a lot of like, you won't believe how many Fast and Furious movies there have been.
Yeah, there's been 17 Fast and Furious movies. They haven't done that part yet.
Do you think they'll judge time in the future by Fast and Furious? Like this took place during Fast.
Well, that was the joke on. Wasn't that the joke on Back to the Future that there was going to be 19 Jaws movies?
Hmm.
They got three.
Jaws? Yeah, there weren't really that many.
Two.
Yeah.
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 All right. So you say check out Manifest.
If you have nothing else to watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're looking for something to watch.
Endorsement. There's like literally thousands of shows to watch.
If you aren't in love with anything that has multiple seasons already out that you want to binge a little bit and watch like three episodes a night for the next
maybe two weeks.
Maybe
after I get through Love Island.
Yeah, I mean, you'll probably want to rewatch Love Island and then.
Yeah, that's what I normally do. I watch them and then I watch them again.
Is that true?
I missed. Yeah. You can't watch Love Island just once.
You're the best at watching TV of anybody I know, dude.
I really am so good at it. I mean, it's like all I do all day. I just watch like 5 hours of Survivor at like 1.5 speeds, like every day. Just like
so good.
Really becoming one with this chair that I sit in all day. It's really, they say sitting is the new smoking, but, if you like smoking, you'll love sitting all day. It's very addictive.
So perfect. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about a new high-priced entree that is offering the people who try it out a wonderful experience back in Manhattan. Danny, remember you went to Manhattan recently?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not recently, what was that, but
right before
enough.
COVID?
Right before COVID. Okay.
Right before
yeah.
COVID. And so did you happen to do any fine dining when you were there?
With my kids? No. They would not appreciate fine dining.
Okay. So you didn't happen to check out Serendipity 3, did you?
Is that a movie?
Serendipity 3. It's already home to the world's most expensive burger.
It has the gold ice cream, doesn't it?
Yes, $295. One of those places. The most expensive ice cream sundae, $1,000. Now they are adding in the world's most expensive fries.
How much?
Okay. World's most expensive fries are $200, but allegedly they are so delicious that they will help you escape the reality of life. People come here to celebrate, to really escape the reality of life sometimes. So, Tyson, would you spend $200 to escape reality on French fries?
Yes.
I mean, reality is not that great. So
I think mushrooms are better at helping you escape reality.
I love reality. Like, don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But with that endorsement for the fries, I would try the fries once at $200.
Who's paying for them? I would never pay that much for those stupid fries. Yeah.
Wow.
They're stupid.
Shots fired.
That they are sprinkled with edible gold and seasoned with truffle salt and truffle oil. They're served on a crystal plate with an orchid, thin sliced truffles, and a Mornay cheese dip. That sauce, too, is infused with truffles, a rare seasonal mushroom.
Served with a side of pork from the truffle pig.
I do like the idea of, I do like the cheese dip idea with fries. Because I generally, you know, like when you get a big soft pretzel and it comes with cheese, if there's a place that also has fries, I get fries with that same cheese dip. So,
I don't think the fries have the power to change my life.
I don't want the gold on it. Give me the price of the fries without the gold on it.
Well, I think that's $6.95.
Okay. Gold gives me diarrhea.
Is that true? You've eaten enough gold to know the gold habits of your stomach.
Yeah.
How much gold is on it, sir? We've got it now. It's like,
I'm allergic to gold.
That's explosive diarrhea.
But is there anything that's more garish than eating gold? Like, is there anything that's more bougie and just generally like obscene?
I think having a gold toilet is maybe one step above that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You think?
But, yeah. I think gold toilet is the next step. I think eating gold while on a gold toilet means no one will like you ever.
I think just eating gold and taking it serious. Like, I get it if it's like a joke and you're like, this is funny. But if you're like, yeah, tell all your friends that I eat gold sometimes, and then the word gets around, then yeah, nobody.
I think gold has like specific taste to the region. Yeah, like, oh, this is an open Nigerian mine. Tastes like the broken dreams of children. Yes, delightful. Sprinkle a little bit more on my fries.
Yes. I mean, you think there's sommeliers for gold?
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm tasting some notes. A little arsenic. Some silver. I don't know. I don't have a refined palate. I mean, there's almost everything tastes the same to me right now. But even when it didn't, I could not tell the difference between most things in the same category. So who knows? Maybe it's an exciting new frontier for people who can taste, who have special taste buds for gold.
It could be like a wine sommelier where they're just pretending.
Yeah. Very much what it is.
So, be a good move. I just think that the people that are going, there's an 8 to 10 week waiting list on this.
Why?
Yeah.
So wait, you have to schedule eating fries and
8 to 10 months in advance? Week waiting list for the $200 fries.
No, so I'm out.
You're out?
Because if you're going to spend $200 on fries, it's going to be a spur of the moment where you stumble into the restaurant. You're like, I'll have the fries. And they're like, do you want to look at the price? No, just give me the fries. I don't care. What's how much can they be? And then they give you the fries and they're like, okay,
you here's your like bill. You and you're care. Like,
this is no, this isn't 200. All mm-hmm. I got was fries and I actually got water because I only have $4. There's yeah. no way it's more than sir.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's where they're going to make their money.
Tyson, would you supersize for only another $95?
Is that an option?
I'm not sure. Not sure. Should be.
I mean, I've got a family. I probably would need to.
Mm-hmm.
See, they bring a gold bar over with a cheese grater. Mm-hmm. Do you like more gold?
Say when. Yeah.
Say when.
Yeah. It's not a huge portion also.
Of course oh. not.
No, I need a gigantic portion.
I need a whole family. Dinner plate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two dinner plates. You need enough for your entire family to scarf.
Yeah.
What's so great about the $295 burger?
Gold.
Made I bet there's gold in it. Dinosaur meat.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
If they're like, yeah, we created Smeat out of using dinosaur DNA.
DNA. Mm-hmm.
So Tyrannosaurus yeah. Rex burger, I'd pay $200 to eat that, but this is just a burger you eat so you can say you ate the most yeah. expensive okay, burger. So,
and it has gold on it, probably, yeah, right?
Well, okay, so here's the $295 hamburger at Serendipity 3. Mm-hmm. It's called Le Burger Extravagant. it contains Japanese Wagyu beef, 10 herb white truffle butter, smoked mm-hmm. Pacific sea salt, 18-month cheddar, shaved black truffles, a quail egg, a white truffle butter roll, and the thing that really drives up the price is that it has a solid gold diamond-encrusted toothpick holding the whole thing together. See, that's, I think, cheating.
It is, because not an edible part of the burger.
You're buying the dressing. Piece of jewelry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be sweet. With your diamond earrings today, we also offer a 12-inch sub.
Yeah. This is a $69 hot dog.
How much is the gold toothpick probably worth?
$290.
I mean, maybe that sounds kind of cool now.
Mm-hmm.
And you have something material to keep.
Mm.
You know, a golden toothpick is stupid because, you know, it's not even something you can keep in your mouth when you're talking to people to look cool.
Why not?
Because the thing about the toothpick is you kind of chew on it. It's mm-hmm. got.
Break but the your
gold,
teeth.
You're like, unless you have gold teeth. I don't know what that would feel like, but I'm assuming.
I think the people ordering the gold burger are going to have gold teeth. Yes.
Yeah.
At least one gold teeth.
Matching. Yeah. And then you don't have to worry about brushing your teeth because you already have like, it's just like, do you have gold in between your teeth? Like, yeah.
Yeah,
this is like a filling.
Tell your friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the $200 French fries over at Serendipity 3. If any of our listeners want to go check it out, you could also head on over to robiswebsite.com/patron since you're just throwing money around.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's.
Give
there's
Rob.
No gold there, but it is cheap.
Oh, there's mm-hmm. tons of gold.
Mm-hmm.
Rob's delivering gold on true. A daily basis.
Yeah. Streaming
into your
gold.
Ears, not your, to your yeah. Stomach.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Which is sometimes probably, it's probably better for you in your ears, if we're being honest.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Let's talk about some other top stories at this hour. You know, a lot of doom and gloom in the news lately about what's the future of our planet. There is one group that is actually doing something about it. A new doomsday music vault is being constructed in the North Pole to store all of our music for at least 1,000 years, Tyson. Are you excited about this prospect that even if we're all gone, our music could live on?
And you said all music?
So I'm not sure how, if they're going to get every song. And yeah, also, I don't know if it will include podcasts.
Yeah, because I think, I mean.
Yeah. All right. So
this music,
according to,
this would be a dream.
Yeah.
Let's say like, let's say that everything shuts down. Sure. Everything's erased. You can't find music anywhere. Everything's destroyed. There's a few people who survive. You're one of them.
Mm-hmm.
The most lucrative thing you can do is write all of your favorite songs like you created them and be the new creator of those songs. So then all of a sudden you are the creator of the songs the Beatles actually wrote.
Oh,
that's a movie. That's a right. The guy goes to an alternate timeline yesterday.
Oh, well, can we make another movie about it?
What about it was Drake instead of the Beatles?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course they'll make that movie again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like they're going to keep coming up with ideas. Rob, I think this is a good idea.
Okay.
But I mean, it depends on who's picking what goes in there. I mean, if it could potentially be everything, why not? Right.
Here's how it's going to work. So that they are going to be having some sort of like international panel, an international music council is going to create a global committee. Boy, this sounds like a lot of bureaucracy already. The group is going to work with national music groups to choose the most precious and beloved music recordings from countries. And then I think there's going to be a fan vote also.
Oh, no, this is all garbage. They're just making money off this somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Charging the artists to be included. They're charging the National Music Academies. They're charging a bunch of people. Yeah. I want nothing to do with this.
Right.
All the songs I need for the apocalyptic times already in here.
Tyson,
my head.
If you were in a band and we came to you and said, all right, well, we'd like to put all of your works into the Doomsday Music Vault. All you have to do is pay us the low, low cost of $599. Your works will be protected forever.
No, I'm out.
Yeah, we're gone. What do we care? Yeah.
They're creating a vault for the music to withstand the apocalypse while also starting the apocalypse at the same time. What if this leads to the global catastrophe? Just people fighting for their musical artists, not even for flags or country. It's like Taylor Swiftians. Rise up and like destroy whatever Eurovision, troupe is big right now. And it's just like, this leads to the apocalypse.
Yeah.
This could be the beginning.
I thought you were going to say because they're going to like drill this vault at the North Pole.
Oh, you're like, they strike some kind of magma chamber that's been hidden for 1,000,000 years and releases it and melts the ice caps, burying coastal cities, leading to famine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's also very possible. According to science, my imaginary science. I don't like this. I think that you just take it. Come on, let's be honest. They can afford a couple hard drives. Let's just throw every single song on a billion hard drives, drill into the ice, put them in there, let them get ruined over the next 100 years, and none of it will matter. Mm-hmm. Right?
And how much are we going to charge for that?
Nothing. This is they should crowd fund or whatever it's called, group fund this whole project.
Guess what? You know what? This is a big scam. I'm telling you that there nobody is going to be checking, because once the apocalypse happens, nobody's going to be like, hey, let me check the International Music Archive and make sure my music made it.
Yeah, we got to get to the vault.
We got to get to the North Pole.
As the world's collapsing.
Get to the vault and make sure our CDs are in there.
That'll be an awesome movie, like, of a musician. I got to get my CD to the vault. And, like, he dies right as he, like, slides it through the slot. Yeah.
Or after the apocalypse, somebody treks all the way to the North Pole. They open up the Doomsday Vault and nothing was in there.
No! Why don't we freeze musicians and put them in the vault?
Yeah.
That would be entertaining, not okay. Good or bad, just entertaining. Like, hey, the vault, you know, I bet a lot of old musicians would love that. Robert Plant.
Like Keith Richards?
Sure. Yeah, Keith Richards, like, I'm near the end anyway. Freeze me up, chuck me in the North Pole. Hopefully I'll get thawed out when they figure out how to fix wrinkles. Mm-hmm. And then I'll be ready to go.
Yeah, all right. So that is what they're working on, the Doomsday Music Vault.
Thank goodness.
Okay. That's the one thing that could heal the world after the Doomsday breaks out. You want to talk about the Thailand monkey gang fights that are going on?
I saw this video. So disturbing.
Yeah. Monkey gang fights?
Yeah, it would be scary. I have to be
with human overlords or just monkeys?
Warring monkey factions.
They've gone rogue.
Yeah. Well, this is all going back to that in Thailand, a lot of tourists were feeding the monkeys, and then the tourism like abruptly stopped, and now the monkeys are fighting over food, and we had a showdown between two rival troops of monkey gangs in the middle of the street where people were just have to watching it all play out.
There's this guy on the scooter trying to get through the gang fight. And I was really concerned for him because I thought at any minute he would be swarmed by violent monkeys and torn limb from limb.
Do you,
limb.
Do you try to be a break up the monkey fight, Danny, or do you just let
them? No, you're going to go in there.
Like, hey, guys, come on.
You're in public. Kids are watching. You know, you let those monkeys settle the score and you just stand aside. Like I said, I was concerned for all the bystanders in the cars and that, especially the guy on the scooter who's like just trying to get around them as they're fighting. At least they didn't have knives.
Yeah. How do the monkeys know who's on which side in the fight?
Scent.
Scent?
Good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think scent.
How do monkeys pick sides? Like, what do you get? What's the advantage of being one monkey side over the other monkey side? We need to get into the heads of these monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do it, but somebody can.
Yeah. I guess they know who's on whose side.
Luckily, they're not joining together and just fighting the humans.
Yeah. I mean, basically, yeah, if they got together, I mean, it'd be like Planet of the Apes if they just realized that who the true enemy is.
I would lose. Monkey on man, and I'm the man. I lose. There's no way I beat a monkey. Even those monkeys look small. They're
a
just
single there. Monkey?
I think they're just willing to take cheap shots that a man would not make. Like, go for the eyes.
But once you learn that, though, and can combat them, then you just, like, grab them by the tail and flop them on their head.
Okay, yeah. Right now, Tyson, I take a wild gang monkey and chuck it in the room you're in right now. You're telling me you feel pretty confident you could destroy that monkey?
Yeah, I'm coming out alive.
He goes straight for your money maker, your face.
Yeah.
I think that we win, but I don't think we come out unscathed.
No, we don't. I'm definitely going to be a one-eyed man after that. Yeah.
Yeah. Your nose is gone.
Get rabies shots and stuff. I think he's getting some bites. I don't think he's getting bites on my face. My hands are going to be chewed up as I'm blocking him from biting my face. But I'm smashing this coffee mug into his face. I got computers here.
He's got nothing to lose around me.
What?
He's got nothing to lose.
But I have nothing to lose as soon as he goes berserk on
face.
Me.
So you're saying, like, once he's destroyed your face, you figure
I'm saying once
over.
Once I realize the only way out is to fight no matter what, I will be victorious. And then the door's locked, obviously. I'll scream for help after I have destroyed the monkey. And Rachel will be like, I'm calling 911. Be like, don't call 911. Call the news first. Once the news van gets here, then call 911.
You don't want the news, Tyson. You want to record it all yourself and then sell the story, right?
Oh, that's right. That's
your harrowing control.
Yeah. Yeah, your harrowing tale. Exactly.
You're right. That is right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think I would win. Yes. But at what cost?
Rob, have you seen the video of them fighting?
Yeah, I had it open on another tab. Yeah.
It's kind of scary.
It's wild. You wouldn't think that there's just so many monkeys around.
Yeah, they was like a swarm. What do you call a group of monkeys? Like
a gaggle.
A gaggle of monkeys. Yeah, there's a ton of them. Probably male and female. Doesn't even matter. They believe in equality when it comes to gang fighting. Mm-hmm.
It's like West Side Story.
If that happened to me, if I was in that town, I'd buy a ticket right out of there because I just assume that's the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monkey Town now.
Monkey Town. I kind of like that. That's a good name.
Yeah. Okay. Over the years, we've talked about a few different cases of serial poopers, serial pooping jogger, among others, people that like to do their business, go boo-boo in all sorts of different places.
Not pooping breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
But repeatedly pooping
cereal,
in places they
cereal
shouldn't.
With an S.
Yes.
And so according to this one case, there was a woman in Indiana who that authorities felt like that they cracked the case of the woman who's been pooping on neighborhood lawns during her early morning jogs. They have led to some reports to capture a woman at large.
Yeah, I think Danny can attest that when you are jogging and you have to poop, it really escalates the need to poop when you are running. And so I think for this reason, if this woman is pooping constantly in the morning, once she gets going on her run, what she needs to do is just wait to poop at her house before leaving on her run.
Yeah. So that they found her signature calling card, which is poop. Toilet paper. Yeah.
Oh.
No, she travels with toilet paper and then I guess leaves it all behind. Really, you know, I in my head, I imagine that the serial pooper, this is like not planned. It's the toilet paper, Danny, makes it seem premeditated.
Yeah, it is. She knows it's going to happen. Actually, when I was in Europe, I was on this trail on this glacier and there was nowhere else to go. Everyone was on the same trail and someone had pooped right on the trail. Like they hadn't even bothered to go, you know, 20 feet to the left and bury it. They just right on the trail. And then they had only used like one square of toilet paper, which is better than what my kids sometimes use. Mm-hmm. Nothing's more disturbing than looking in your own toilet and seeing a poo and then noticing there's no paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then wondering which kid it was.
You could smell them by that, at that point.
But Rob, the toilet paper, she knows. And I'm with Tyson. I know that I have to be awake for at least an hour beforehand to get that out at home.
Okay. Good and to so know, she, Danny.
She could schedule. Well, what I'm trying to say, she could schedule.
She could wake up first thing, but you don't know if she's on the same timetable as you.
No, but what? It's
she can figure out her timetable. Yeah, exactly. That's what she needs to do.
It's regular enough where she could technically be like, "Hey, you know what? 30 minutes in after waking up, 30 minutes before, I need to be at a toilet.
Yeah,
and
a bucket.
If let's say she has some condition where like she loves to jog, but she's going to poop her pants because she's got some digestive issues that's just like chronic, then take some doggy bags, like scoop your poop at least.
Next level. Yeah.
Right. I was just thinking that I was like, okay, we don't know this lady's circumstances or health conditions. If it's truly an emergency, maybe there is some forgiveness there, but leaving your poo behind is not acceptable, especially when it's on somebody else's private property.
Yeah. We have some questions about in what city did this happen? Appears to be Windermere is where it was. Do you want to hear from some eyewitnesses?
they watched
I
your
love
poop.
Eyewitnesses.
Yeah.
This
is from a Channel 13 WTHR report on the incident.
We have found her droppings in our yards.
Droppings.
She carries her own toilet paper, and she just leaves the toilet paper behind with her droppings.
Last week or the week before, she did it in three or four different yards down the street, every other yard.
Neighbors say the same thing happened last summer.
Well, so does she pick her spots? You would think that she would go the same one every day, or she's trying to share the wealth.
I mean, I think if you are really good at doing this, you're not getting caught.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like there's places in people's yards where you can hide well enough in the shrubs.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Maybe it's part of the thrill of like that she's seeing if she can get away with this.
Especially the Midwest, where there's probably lots of trees and shrubs and greenery, et cetera. Here in Arizona, I'm thinking, okay, there's very little places. If you're in my neighborhood, there's not a lot of places to hide to poop.
Or snake free or scorpion free.
No, in the day you're fine. Okay. But in these places where there's lots of plants, I feel like you could find a house that has a nice developed shrub on the side somewhere and, you know, burrow into that a little bit and,
Get cozy. They lean against the greenery and just kind of relax.
So that, there's a little bit of another, sad part to this story. So sad part to the story. So the woman that was captured, that was the serial pooper, was not the first suspect that the police were looking into. She was actually the number two suspect. But all kidding aside, that there was somebody else that was wrongfully accused first before they found the real serial pooper.
Wow. Classic cop strategy.
Did they have to match the DNA from the...
It might have been a DNA sample. So the Fishers Police Department said the Fishers Police Department has been made aware of at least one individual who was falsely accused in this case. We caution residents against sharing information related to criminal investigations that has not been verified by the police department. So don't just make assumptions. You make an ass out of me and you.
It's true.
Do they use the same strategy for catching a serial pooper that they would, like, you know, when they bring you in and they give you a Coke and you drink it and then they take it and put it in a bag? Do you think they hold you at the police station long enough for you to go to the bathroom? They saran wrap underneath the toilet.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, now we've got
them. You know? And then they, I think they also line you up and then they bring all the neighbors in and they're like,
all right, Danny, how would you like another delicious bowl of Raisin Bran while you're here? You might as well.
Number three, suspect number three, can you get in the crouch position and give us your profile, please?
Have another cup of coffee, Danny.
Coffee. We got coffee and Raisin Bran.
You've been That's up an genius. Hour, right?
Yeah, I like it. That's what I would do if I was part of the investigative team. I'd be like, don't you have to go to the bathroom? Nothing but bran and coffee. Get a sample, rush it to the lab. And have them compare the two stool samples.
Yep. And then that the at the lab, it takes 4 to 6 weeks to get results. So you're like, enjoy your time, your freedom.
You're free to go.
For now.
But like the person who was falsely accused has what, a lawsuit going against the city now?
Yeah. And vindication. Glad they didn't leak their name.
But you do leak sometimes when you go number two.
I guess so. True.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of time we just spent talking about
fecal matter. Yeah, that was fun, though.
Yeah.
That is fun. No, it's not. I think the next NCIS is going to cover this, probably NCIS Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather see Ice Cube talk about it.
Yeah.
What's he on?
Wasn't he on one of them? Someone does a whole comedy bit on it. Yeah, it's
Law and Order. Okay, well, let's do Law and Order.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is unrelated to the news, but how are you guys feeling about Bennifer getting back together?
Fine.
Maybe it was meant to be.
Yeah.
I've seen enough movies now where I'm like, this is kind of
I'm happy for that.
Holding in front of us.
Yeah.
We're happy for him.
I feel bad. Well, I don't feel bad for A-Rod, but he does look kind of like a lonely dude. Trying. Yeah. Right now, I know a lot about celebrity dudes, and right now they're competing with their yachts in the same vicinity.
Yeah. A-Rod's been unlucky in love also, that that he's been with Madonna and a couple other actresses.
Yeah, he just can't keep hold.
Kate Hudson, I think it was.
I don't know about Bennifer. I mean, how long ago was the first original relationship?
It was like when Geely happened. That was like 2002.
That was a long time ago. So maybe they've both grown up.
Maybe it turns out that movie was good. Everybody said it was bad. Maybe it turns out, maybe like Bennifer.
Do we need to watch it?
Geely actually was good.
It aged like a fine golden French fry.
2003 movie. Geely.
I never saw it. Did any of you?
No, but people got so mad that it was the worst movie ever.
Almost ruined Ben Affleck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, probably no one wanted to work with him after that. But now,
yeah,
they're having sensual relationships.
We think
they're back.
Yeah, it's got exciting. It's nice to have some positive news in the news.
It really is. It feels good.
Boy, Tyson, those manifest people, when they tell them about Bennifer got back together, that's going to blow their minds.
Like, wait, what? That was so long ago.
Yeah. They're like, you'll really never believe who was president. No, go back to the Bennifer thing. Bennifer is back together. Like J-Lo and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes.
It's really good.
Okay. I got one more story before we go to the Bolt Hall. Remember last week we talked about Jeff Bezos went to outer space right on the heels of Richard Branson going to outer space. Well, Danny, do you think that makes them astronauts?
I already know the answer to this question.
Mm-hmm.
Just being a passenger in a spacecraft that goes 60 miles into, above the Earth, does not, according to the FAA, make you an astronaut, because you're not performing a scientific task or performing as a crew member on that flight, right? Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff Bezos, that all that money and 11 minutes in space does not make you an astronaut, according to the FAA.
And did I read correctly that they changed the rules to kind of screw over Jeff Bezos? Or
yeah,
I mean, that was kind of the headline in a couple of these stories. And I can't remember if I read that was true.
So in a statement, it said that they brought these changes because it wanted to protect public safety during commercial space flights.
How does that protect public safety? It sounds more like a middle finger to the billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, Jeff Bezos' response to this was to offer NASA $2 billion to build them a new moon lander, which I think he did a day or two ago. So NASA is currently SpaceX won the bid, and they're going to give SpaceX $2 billion to build a new moon lander.
Yep.
But Jeff Bezos, hot off of his orbit, he didn't go into orbit, but hot off his space exploration, has offered to pay the $2 billion to build a moon lander.
Would they be able to fix the moon wobble once they're up there?
I hope so. Put a couple rockets in the right places and do a couple rocket blasts.
Yeah, like a sugar packet, like underneath the right spot. That'll fix it.
I hope so. But yeah, this was just, I felt like it was a middle finger, because let's be honest, some of the early astronauts, they went up in a capsule with no control and went around went around a couple times and came back down. So they also didn't do much in terms of commanding a spacecraft. Yeah. But then again, they were the pioneers.
Sure. Space. That they announced these changes the day that Jeff Bezos went to space.
Probably why he was up there.
So they said that to be an official astronaut, you must travel 50 miles above the Earth's surface, which both Mr. Bezos and Mr. Branson accomplished. But they also say you have to demonstrate activities during the flight that are essential to public safety or contribute to human space flight safety. But that seems a little ticky-tack.
Stupid. And by the way, you could argue that by building or setting in motion the events that led to that launch, he has done both. you know, like he helped build the spacecraft. It's a really stupid definition.
Yeah, why are they fighting him on this?
I don't understand either.
Well, you're technically not an astronaut. Yeah. You just went to space. An astronaut actually goes to space and does good for the public. Also,
yeah, I think it's stupid and I think it's irrelevant. And in 30 years, so many people will have gone to space that this will look like a dumb thing to have changed right when Bezos was launching.
But I think they need to, I think they do need to make the definition of astronaut more
strict. Right. I'm sure the definition
it's like, I was on an airplane. I'm not a pilot.
Right.
You can't classify me as a pilot because I've been on an airplane before.
But
I've sat in the cockpit before I've flown. I can't be I'm not even a pilot still. And so an astronaut needs to, know to a certain degree. Like, I think the definition is a little broad for us.
Yeah. An astronaut is a person whose job it is to go to space, as opposed to a space traveler who's somebody who flies to space for recreation.
No, I think the change it to what Tyson just described. An astronaut is someone who pilots a craft into space. That's an astronaut. That's simple. That's easy. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't pilot anything, but you could all, because it's piloted from the ground, but what you could say has the means to control the aircraft that enters space. I think that's the definition, just like a pilot is someone who flies a plane.
Or to some degree is controlling the aircraft.
Or the
aircraft.
In contact with those controlling the aircraft.
Yes, something like that. Part of the team controlling the aircraft.
Performing safety things that benefit the air, that's a dumb definition. I don't even know who came up with that. It was last minute, like, oh crap, we hate this guy. What can we do to screw him out of the astronaut title?
I'm glad. I think take that from him. He doesn't get to be an astronaut.
No.
Who cares? It's just a title, dude. Mm-hmm. Calling someone
an
astronaut.
I know, but it's a title that from the 50s, if you were in the 50s and were like, I'm an astronaut, you'd be one of the most prominent people in the world. There was so much weight to being an astronaut. And now
that's how everything goes.
It's just going to get sullied. Yeah. It's just going to get totally sullied.
But that's how it goes. It was probably just like that to be a pilot in the early days, just like that to be a captain of a ship.
Okay. Then here's what we got to do.
Yes.
We got to get Jared from Subway to space ASAP so we can list him also as an astronaut. And be like, guess who's an astronaut as well as Jeff Bezos? Jared from Subway is also an astronaut.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see.
Devalue it so much that there's not an argument.
Can we change the definition of podcaster? Just because you were on a podcast, it doesn't mean you are a podcaster.
That's
also
true. That's already true.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right.
Yeah, you have to have a weekly podcast.
Yes.
From space.
Yes.
Yeah, from space. You have to be a host to a certain degree or co-host. Yeah. That's the thing. That's you're getting these lines blurred and it's like, I think just because you have enough money, you can't buy titles. You still have to earn them.
He didn't buy a title. He definitely earned his trip to space. Mm-hmm. He started selling books online in the 90s.
Sure.
So he didn't buy his way to space. He didn't use his dad's money to buy a ticket to space.
Still bought his way to space.
No, he didn't buy. He created a program and put together a team that created rockets, which is not easy to do.
Dude, get
and
yourself launched out of JB's nuts, dude.
I am not in his nuts. As a person, I probably wouldn't like him, but as a success story, we should all appreciate the fact that the guy came from nothing and eventually put himself in space. And like, I get dumping on billionaires as a hobby, but some of these guys did come from nothing and to go to space.
Yeah, but Danny, in fairness, that he started selling books online that I think time has proven that selling books in a store is actually a lot harder to do than selling books online. I mean, look how many bookstores have gone out of business. I mean, maybe that would actually be like, wow, if he was like selling books in a bookstore, that's actually very impressive because all these bookstores have closed.
You're right. Yeah. And maybe that's why they've gone back to opening brick and mortar stores.
Yeah.
You know, he likes to have a challenge. Mm-hmm. Look, the guy really puts off douche vibes. But the truth is, as a story, it's a great success story.
So, but still, so to your point, if he were to build a hospital, fund the hospital, and then sit down on a surgery, you'd call him a doctor?
No, we already covered that. I'm not calling him an astronaut. I think I like the title of piloted or was in some way responsible for the piloting of the ship that entered space. So
yeah.
I'm fine with him not being an astronaut.
Okay.
I think the way that it was handled as he was probably on the launch pad, we need to change the definition. That's what I'm criticizing. Kind of NASA's response to kind of like, oh, shiz, we've got these guys going up. Just like any government institution, they poorly executed it and poorly timed that execution.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Let's go.
All right, here we go. Let's all get in the rocket ship and visit Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
You know, the Antique Roadshow, it used to be pretty cool. Okay. I don't know if it still is. I always liked watching it. The odds that you might be sitting on gold, right? Liz has all these crappy frame paintings in here. Who knows? Maybe one of them is like not a Van Gogh, but something like that. A Picasso that's been disregarded and found its way into this closet.
Sure.
It's exciting, you know, but we've seen some stories come up recently where people might be sitting on gold, whether through suing or whatever, in their food. And this is one of the few stories that could pull up in my time in California, where the internet is basically dial-up speed. So I didn't have a lot of options. And I'm sure this showed up in the Facebook feed. And it's about the teenager who found a Dorito, ultra-rare Dorito chip that was puffy.
Yes,
did you guys see this?
Dorito. Okay. Yes, I saw that.
I knew it would have been brought up. But she put it, what's interesting is that she found it, knew it was rare, and put it up on eBay. How many people actually have the sense or the presence of mind to find that chip and not instantly bite into it?
Hmm.
Who, you know, that it takes a special person to recognize the, I don't know, the rarity of that chip.
Yeah, it's like an NFT, right?
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, this must have value because it's, I wouldn't know that a puffy Dorito was rare. Yeah, this is more important than some of the musical artists going into the Doomsday Vault.
And so how do they keep it in its form?
Yeah, how was it not smashed?
How is it stored for the future if it's so rare?
Oh, well, Dorito laminated. Bought it from her, by the way. They paid $20,000 to get it. She had it on auction for $100,000 before it was taken down. And I find that just fascinating. I mean, a lot of people try to go through the suing route, you know, with the sandwiches or the Lucky Charms with the shrimp tails.
That was Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Danny.
Oh, sorry. And this is just a nice story because this is somebody finding something of value and you know, the company appreciating it and buying $20,000. I mean, that's crazy to me for just a puppy. It's like Willy Wonka's and the golden ticket. I'm going to be buying hundreds of packets of Doritos and just opening all of them. And
do you know why?
No, I don't.
Because a puffy corn chip is like the cold fusion of corn chips. It's scientifically impossible to create a puffy corn chip.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that there is a puffy corn chip, Danny, I was saying it's the cold fusion of corn chips. Scientifically impossible to create a puffy corn chip. And now Doritos is onto something. They're going to try and reverse engineer it to bring us all puffy corn chips. Oh,
I see. This is an unintentional release of future technology.
Mm-hmm. That they've been trying and trying, and they've finally done it one time. Like puffy Doritos. Like the scientists that created cold fusion who are like, we did it, guys. We promised that we did it. Just because we can't repeat it or show any of you how it was done doesn't mean we didn't do it.
I feel like a lot of my tortilla chips from cheaper tortilla chip manufacturers have giant bubbles in them.
Is it bubbly or puffy?
Yeah, I guess it's bubbly.
What's the difference?
Not puffy. Yeah, what is the difference?
Puffy is like, I'm imagining like a Cheetos cheese puff.
Mm, okay.
Where it's like a sponge, like a hardened sponge.
Oh, yeah. No.
Whereas bubbly is like a big old bubble.
$20,000. That is
what a waste of money. I'd rather buy gold French fries. You would? Times over. Yeah.
Would you rather buy a gold burger and a gold fries with a gold ice cream?
Yeah.
What if you're Doritos? So you're the Doritos CEO and you're like, we could buy the puffy chip or I could buy everyone here golden French fries at the board meeting. They're like, French fries.
Mm-hmm.
And then he buys the chip anyways.
Mm-hmm.
To secretly have.
Yeah.
And he like takes it out.
Paid for the $20,000 chip? Was it somebody at Doritos just to get like the news story out there?
Oh, that's smart too.
Yeah.
That is smart. That's an on the ball.
Because you know
right there.
What all three of us are doing as soon as this podcast is over, we are clearing the stores out of Doritos looking for our own puffy chip.
I'm going to feel inside the bag and see if I can feel the puffy
Open the bags there. There's going to be throngs of people opening the bags on the shelves.
Yeah, you'll get in trouble for that.
Wrestling in the Cool Ranch
the golden
dust.
Ticket.
Yeah.
$20,000 Dorito out there.
Which Doritos was this? Just so, was it the regular cheese Doritos?
Probably.
Let's see.
They're the most delicious.
So anyway, just guys, when you're out there eating, just pay attention, you know, to toast that looks like Jesus and all that other stuff and puffy Doritos, because there might be some money in it for you if you can recognize and appreciate food items that are unusual.
All right. Great job, Danny. Anything
Thanks, guys.
Else from today?
No, this is the beginning of a beautiful week, I'm sure.
Yeah. Gonna start streaming Geely later on tonight.
Oh, yeah. I wonder where I can watch. Anybody know what streaming service I can watch?
Probably all of them. Probably. I think this is the one of the movies that will actually pay you. Like if you watch
Geely.
Yeah. You get for every 15 minutes you watch, they put $30 in your account.
Or you're put on an FBI watch list.
That's true.
Something's not right. Your house.
Yeah.
It's rated R, by the way. So Whoa. I'm not sure if Ben Affleck is naked, maybe.
Hopefully.
Yeah. A mob boss sends two underlings to kidnap the mentally challenged brother of a powerful federal prosecutor, a macho hitman, and a sexy lesbian gangster.
Oh,
plans
from Goodwill Hunting
with
to
the
this.
Trio bond in this unique action comedy.
Action comedy.
Oh, it's a comedy?
Yeah, like Tyson, weapon. What part of a mob boss sends two underlings to kidnap the mentally challenged brother of a powerful federal prosecutor, a macho hitman, and a sexy lesbian gangster? It doesn't sound like it's going to be a comedy to you.
That's true. It is. And do you think Mike White wrote this?
No, I don't think he was involved.
Okay. Well, so, you never know.
Yeah, maybe they don't want anybody to watch it.
I'm going to try and watch this if I can access it.
Yes.
Easily.
We look forward to the report next week.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I need something
to sign up for
watch.
Stars. That's how they get you.
Well, I'm not doing that. So right there, they put a roadblock in my way that I think is.
Yeah. You have to. It's only on Stars.
I don't even know what that is. No, thank you.
Do you think Stars got Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez back together so people have to sign up to watch Geely.
Oh, is this a publicity move for the re-release, the 20-year anniversary re-release?
Geely 2, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, so they're going to remaster it. They're going to make everything better. The edit, the director's cut, so it's 4 hours long. Mm-hmm. This is supposedly better.
Yeah.
I'm excited. This is a great time to be living.
It's a comedy romance.
Mm-hmm. They said it was an action comedy.
It's an action comedy romance.
Comedy romance.
This is movie. Come on, it's something for everybody.
Action comedy romance drama.
I'd watch it with the family if I were you, Danny, just to get everybody's...
A learning experience. Kids, this is what a bad movie looks like, according to almost everyone.
Yeah.
Just trying to give you a baseline from which to judge every future movie.
What do you
movie.
Think it has on Rotten Tomatoes, Tyson?
12%.
What's the tomato meter?
13. 14.
The tomato meter is...
Oh, wait, the tomato meter is the fans?
You know, that's the critics.
The critics, like a 6.
It is a 6.
Boom.
Nice. Yeah.
And what? And the fans is a 37.
No, 13.
13.
Oh, you added,
wow.
2 hours and 4 minutes. Danny, can you guess the box office gross for... You have two huge stars.
5.2 million.
5.7 million. Very good. So, yeah, some of the critics said there truly is no reason to see this film, says Richard Propes at theindependentcritic.com.
I agree.
Michael Compton of the Bowling Green Daily News says this film isn't just bad, it's jaw-droppingly bad.
Jaw-drop? That seems like shock. That's what you want in life. You want jaw drop moments. So I guess we have to watch
it. The Tulsa World says it's overlong, plodding, tone deaf, unfunny, and preposterous.
Ooh.
Lots of movies are preposterous. So that part's not bad.
Yeah. I mean, if you were to just say that about a movie, it could be a lot of movies.
Yeah. Okay.
So we are watching it.
I can't. I'm not signing up for stars.
Stars.
Find someone with a DVD. Good luck. They're rare.
Yeah.
Okay. I bet we could go to the Walmart DVD bin.
Yeah, you can find it. Empire Magazine says torture. Impossible to imagine how it could have been worse.
So good, dude. Imagine being a movie that's just like, those are the ratings all across the board.
Slate says this movie is baffingly boring and ridiculous.
Character building, that's what these reviews are.
Yeah,
learn from your mistakes.
And Richard Roper said one of the worst movies I've ever seen on August 4th, 2003.
A lot of upset critics.
Yeah.
Wanting their time back in their life. I'd probably watch it if I was on a plane, maybe. Now there's so many options movie wise on plane flights that really you don't even have to watch crap if you don't want to.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Yeah. The Washington Post said, guys, I'm telling you, don't go to this movie. It's chasing Amy with guns. You're walking into a trap.
Rob, we should have just made this entire episode. You reading the reviews.
The Washington Post said, ack, oi, woe and poo, black and uck, ZZZZZ-ZZZ.
Wow, it sounds like it gave that guy a medical condition.
Yeah.
Is there strobe lights in the movie?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I hope those aren't our iTunes reviews that I read by accident.
Oh, no. That would be it. Oh.
Oops.
Ack, oop, poop. Zzz.
It's a trap. Yes. Danny, what's coming up for you?
I've got a lot of material to edit. So I think
it'll
be a mediocre amateur episode coming up on Thursday on YouTube. And then, I'm in search of Canada. It might open soon. So hopefully I'll be going to Canada. I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful place. And then other than just, it's going to be thunderstorms. So I'll be trying to avoid lightning strikes for probably the next couple of days. That'll be my main job.
Don't let it change what you want to do. Just get out there.
No, I'm going to live my truth. And lightning can't stop me.
I like it.
So, that's what I've got going on.
And Tyson, how about for you?
Rachel's birthday next week. Tomorrow. Not next week, Rachel. Tomorrow.
Ooh, almost a mistake.
Then back to school night later this weekend, and then we're in it, in school, going pickleball always, and that's all.
Always, all day.
You have no upcoming trips? Normally you always have something like
Might be going to a pickleball tournament on the East Coast next weekend.
Might. Okay.
So we'll see.
Okay. Keep an eye out for that. Yep. I will be talking about the ninth best season of Survivor later on tonight. That is Survivor Second Chance.
Perfect. I don't know how that one's better than any of mine, but
just like
it's only better than two of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
And I will be talking about the ninth best season of Survivor with Christian Hubicki.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that should be very exciting. Got to see, I've watched Stephen Fishback's Survivor life story in the last couple of days.
Yeah, that is fun.
Mm-hmm. So I've watched that all back to back, ready to go here tonight. I've watched Survivor Second Chance over the last 3 days. It's all loaded in.
Yep. Nice.
Ready to go.
That's a lot of TV. I'm proud of you, Rob.
Seriously. Yep. They need to enter that at the Olympics, TV watching.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Nobody does it better than me.
I know. That's why you'd be a shoo-in for the
gold, dude.
Yeah.
Be better than some of the other Olympic sports.
And at his 19th Olympic Games, Rob Sestrinino, the reigning gold medalist from 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They could just keep going. Because I think watching TV is a sport you can do for a really long time.
Yeah. Until my eyes give out or something like that.
Yeah. Or your butt can't be sat on anymore.
Yeah, I got a headache yesterday looking at screens for 19 hours straight.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow, dude.
It's okay.
Get well soon.
Thank you. All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us here today on News AF. We'll be back again next Tuesday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.